Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin are painting a bleak picture of the economic devastation the coronavirus pandemic has wrought on the country. But they hold out hope that a raft of loans and assistance to families and businesses will provide relief in the coming months. Both are testifying today remotely before the Senate Banking Committee. Chairman Powell said in prepared remarks that the pandemic has caused a level of pain that is hard to capture in words. He said the scope and need of this downturn are without modern precedent and are significantly worse than any recession since World War II. About 36.5 million U.S. workers have been laid off from jobs and have sought unemployment and compensation as the world's largest economy has plunged into a recession. President Trump shocked the country yesterday, if not much of the world, when he claimed he was taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to prevent his getting the coronavirus. President Trump's White House doctor, Navy Commander Sean Conley, says he and the president had numerous discussions about the evidence for and against before they concluded that the potential benefit from taking the malaria drug outweighed the relative risks. Russia's foreign minister said Tuesday that Moscow had scaled down its military drills amid the coronavirus pandemic. Sergei Lavrov said that the Russian military had decided not to conduct any war games near the country's borders with NATO member nations during the outbreak. He added the United States was arranging to deliver two plane loads of medical supplies, including ventilators, to Russia later on this month. His comments signal a possible thaw in U.S.-Russian relations, which have sunk to post Cold War lows after the 2014 Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say they have proven a link between the gunman in the deadly December attack at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and Al-Qaeda, United States FBI Director Christopher Wray.
New evidence shows that al-Shamrani had radicalized not after training here in the United States, but at least as far back as 2015, and that he had been connecting and associating with a number of dangerous AQAP operatives ever since.
The FBI learned of the contacts between Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani and operatives of al-Qaeda after breaking the encryption on cell phones that had previously been locked and that the shooter had tried to destroy. The United Nations has accused Afghan warring sides of killing and injuring more than 430 non-combatants over the past 6 weeks with a disregard for international law aimed at protecting civilians from harm. A report released Tuesday by the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as Afghan officials and the Taliban reported renewed fighting in several provinces